The Bastille Spy, written by C.S. Quinn and read by Madeline Leslie.
Chapter 1. St. Petersburg, the Winter Palace, 1789. The day I killed the Cossack was when it all began. If I think carefully, I can trace everything back to that slave market in St. Petersburg, an illegal affair trafficking mostly Persians and Kurds foolish enough to cross the badlands of Khiva. The dusty square bore a resemblance to other livestock markets in Russia. There were enclosures, merchants shouting their wares and buyers haggling, examining the goods. A good deal of vodka was being drunk and a few traders were filling their bowls from a cauldron of cabbage soup bubbling over a wood fire. Despite the sultry heat of the St. Petersburg summer, most buyers wore thick, fur-lined leather coats and boots. In contrast, I was dressed in Turkoman rags that barely covered my body, with a metal cuff heavy around my neck and chains at my wrists and ankles. The fellow slaves in my consignment were similarly clothed and bound, heads bowed low with the discomfort of their bonds, bodies wasted from their weeks dragged starving through the Russian countryside. In the middle distance stood the fate of many people trafficked here. The magnificent Winter Palace was being extended for Catherine the Great, the boxy hermitage annex wrought brick by brick from the sliding marsh. Her Imperial Majesty had ended slavery, but she doesn't involve herself in building works. This square palace, with its endless gold columns and bride-cake green-white facade, was built on the bones of spent slaves, flung carelessly into the foundations. Even now, if I close my eyes, I can see and feel that fateful day as if it's happening all over again. A bushy, bearded man steps forward and ushers our little group into a fenced enclosure. He wears a tricorn hat with red fur edging, jammed down low over his greasy dark hair. This is the man who bought us, the unseen buyer who paid the dead-eyed Khiva tribesmen who herded us to the city gates. At his side stands a giant Cossack, with a plumed turban, a studded leather jerkin and a whip in his hand.
"Let's see what we have," says the fur-hatted merchant in heavy St. Petersburg Russian, with a humourless grin. "In our Kurdish soup."
This is a derogatory term for a job lot of slaves bought cut price from Khiva, like the cheap stew made in Kurdistan, where each ladle holds differing amounts of miscellaneous meat. The slave merchant shoots a dark smile at his Cossack henchman.
"Those pig-ignorant slave hunters wouldn't know if they caught Empress Ekaterina herself," opines our owner with a sneer. "My last batch had two Russians, worth 50 rubles each."
He eyes us greedily, assessing, whilst the Cossack stares stoically at the Winter Palace.
"Mostly Kurds," he decides, disappointed. "Perhaps some Persians, if we're lucky."
He points.
"Separate those at the back."
The Cossack moves among us, driving the slaves apart. He looks resigned, and I wonder how he came to this position. Hired muscle for a slave buyer. Our owner's eyes land on me.
"Well, well," he says, licking his lips. "What have we here?"
I've tried my best to disguise myself, spreading mud over my skin, matting my long dark hair and arranging it over my face, but there's no hiding my height. The owner lifts a chunk of tangled hair, and I blink, scowling.